say I'm glad to see all you folks that have come down here from Memphis to be with us.
Yeah.
I was there when God established the church in Memphis. And He established the real thing.
Amen.
Glad y'all can be with us. Satan is not out there trying to tear up every so-called church and every kind of religion. He's taking them along. He's building them all over the country. But guess what? Memphis is, he's got Memphis in his crosshairs. And by the way, I sat back there and I had no earthly idea what I was going to say today. All I know is I received the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is the most precious word in the Bible. Not a more precious word. I want you to think about it. Any other word in the Bible you can talk about, you can use it lightly. But you speak one word against the Holy Ghost, and it'll never be forgiven you in this world or in the world to come. Are you ashamed of the way that is called holiness? Are you ashamed to say, I am holy? I am holy. Are you afraid to say, I'm holy?
Yeah, they're holy.
The reason this service is being recorded now, right now, not only in heaven, but right up there, there's a little recorder sitting there. Brother Jim just set it out there. And I guarantee you about 90% of the people calling them holiness folks is not going to like what I got to say this morning. Because I'm going to stand here and go on the record, first up, it is holiness or hellfire. It is being filled with the Holy Ghost or baptized with the Holy Ghost or baptized in hellfire.
Yeah.
I have made that statement over and over, and I got to thinking, oh, terribly. So I got to check it. Three Baptist seminars. I guess they picked out the best ones they had. And guess what? I can read it to you. They agree. There are two baptisms. Sad that they don't even know what the first one is because they know the next one is hellfire. That's sad, isn't it? You know the reason they don't know what the first one is? They haven't had the first baptism.
Amen.
I want, if you're here, I want, when you leave here, I want you, anytime you go out, you go up, you join something, you call yourself a Christian, I want you to be ashamed that all the way from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet of being such a crook. Such a hypocrite. Oh Lord, I got so much I need to talk about right now, so I want you to just bear with me just a little bit. I want your little children, some of them, I see these little bald-headed children back there in their hair and he's starting to cry out yet. Beloved, I want this to be in their heart, mind, soul until they get as old as I am and they look here, because this is the truth and there is nothing else will stand the test of time or the test of the Word of God but holiness. Not Pentecostalism. That word's not found in the Bible. Pentecost simply means 50th, and that is a day. A religious day to the Jews, not a church. It was on that 50th day after the Passover that the New Testament church was established, and all those people there were filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And the Word of God said those people were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and then the Word of God said they were called Christians. Anybody called them themselves a Christian without being filled with the Holy Ghost is a liar. They don't know it. They might be as sincere as they can be, but they are lying because they have jumped the new birth that makes them worthy to be called a Christian. Now, I'm going to try to get to and get rid of about 1,000 different words and just cover a few things that I want you to stay with me on. The word holy is found, the word holiness is found in 43 different verses in the Bible. Somebody said, I don't believe in holiness. You don't believe in God. And you don't even believe in anything in a spiritual realm. You don't know because your foolish heart has been darkened. The word holy, 545 different verses. And in those verses, many of them, and some of them, is holy, holy, holy in one verse. Think about over 600 baby places in the Bible, or over 600 times, the word holy is mentioned. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, mentioned 89 times in the Bible. One time, any Holy Ghost, referring to the same Holy Ghost, but when the Apostle Paul passed through Ephesus and fountains of disciples, and he asked them, said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we hadn't so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. And he said unto them, under what then were you baptized? And they said, under John's baptism. John the Baptist never established a church. John the Baptist couldn't save anybody. The water baptism didn't save anybody. The water baptism was simply a testimony to allow him to bring the people's attention and let them know that Jesus is coming. And when Jesus gets there, John the Baptist told those people, I need baptized. You will about 14 different seminaries that I have record of that agree that there are two baptisms there. But you see, people don't want that. They just leave that off. So you don't believe in receiving the Holy Ghost. Your foolish hearts are darkened. 90 times, Holy Ghost. I'm gonna. I jotted myself down some notes because my mind don't let me remember all these in order like I get used to. The Holy Ghost is referred to again as the Holy Spirit. Again, as the Spirit of Christ or as the Spirit of God. Holy Spirit 7 times, Spirit of God 27 times, the Spirit of promise twice, the Spirit of adoption 1 time. The Spirit of Truth 4 times. The Spirit of Christ 3 times. Simply, I'm not going to give all those numbers, but simply just the Spirit. When he speaks of the Holy Ghost, and it is understood when he's talking to these people, I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Comforter, when he's talking about those things, he calls just exactly what I'm telling you, the Spirit. He is called the Comforter. Sorrows filled your heart because I told you that I must go away, Jesus said, but nevertheless, it is expedient for you that I go away, for if I go not away, the Comforter shall not come. But if I go away, I will pray the Father, he will send you another Comforter, and he will abide. He said, even the Spirit of truth, and he'll bring to your remembrance all the things that I commanded you, and he'll abide with you forever, the Comforter. And another scripture says, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a baptism. It is by the Holy Ghost that men and women are baptized, added to, put in, become members of the body of Christ, which is the church, which Jesus Christ is the head of it. I try not to take up too much time with each one of these. We're commanded to worship God in the beauty of holiness. Not trashy. Not living below the standard of the holiness life, but in a beautiful way, so that people who are lost can look out there. I told us in the story a few times, and I want to tell it again. A Jehovah's Witness was standing on the street corner one day with an umbrella. This is just a little story. And the landlord, if you would, an umbrella over his head, nice suit of clothes on. The rain was pouring down. He's standing up there on that little lunt overhanging, standing on the corner of the street. Here comes two. And his women walking down the street. That long hair that God had given them to be a glory, something that they are proud of. You glory in something. You are proud of it. And his hair hanging down. They walking down the street in the rain. One of them is a crying. He's hearing on telling the other how awful she's being persecuted. And her husband is doing her so bad. And this and that. And she's walking down the street right along with the crowded people. Show you how to have abundant life. Let me show you how to have peace. Now then, let us ask yourself the question, which one of those would have been alive? All I know, children, is God persecuted. But let me say, grow up. So that I may measure what's going to happen here in a few days. When you stand before this power that's coming upon the world, it's called a beast power. Then you hear it. Then you'll know what persecution is. Can you stand and say, I'm glad to say I'm a child of God, born to the Spirit, washed in the blood, baptized into the body of Christ with Jesus Christ, the head of it. Then you'll know what persecution is. Now, we are told, different times, we're commanded to worship God in the beauty of holiness. The Holy Ghost, we're witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost whom God hath given to them that obey Him. You going to make it without obeying God? You going to join something? 19th chapter of the Acts, the Apostle Paul asked those people, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we haven't so much as heard whether there be any Holy Ghost. He had a perfect right to ask them, have you received the Holy Ghost? And they had an excuse, beloved, but today you don't have an excuse. So what about the name Holy? Is it all right to call His church one thing? Is it all right to call it after what? So many people have come up with. Is that all right? Let's get natural just for a second or two. I love these little children. Yeah. Little grandchildren. Love them. I don't want them called anything but what their name is. I don't want them called some sort of slang name, some sort of made up something. I want them to be proud of what they are.
You do too.
And you know what? All those Ashley kids, their name was Ashley. Why? Because they was the son of a man whose name is Ashley. God said, my name is holy. Holy is my name. My people that are called by my name. Why is it that people just can't stand that name of holiness? I want to tell you. You stand up anywhere you want to, and you tell people, I'm holiness, and the spotlight is you. And the devil attacks you. You know why? You are a better image of the kingdom of hell.
Yeah.
Brother, I know you're not shouting in this, and I'm not either. But I'm going to tell you this is going to bring a shout. If we'll have a whole guy to do it. It's not just now, Brother Keith. Boy, I sure am glad to hear you. I wish you'd spend my time with you. Go to all heaven. I'm going to tell you. It's time for God's ministers and as I will kick off the dust from that rock that Jesus said I build my church upon, sweep it off, put their feet flat on it, and stay there.
Amen.
Can I interrupt this where I'm going just for a moment? Can I just interrupt this for a moment? I want to tell you something about how that God's ministers get put in there, because that's our biggest trouble right now is men who are following false doctrine all over this land. Destroying millions of people. You get disciples to follow after. Now on. I tell people there's an old Chinese proverb, either tooteth not its own horn, and horn don't get tooted. So I'm going to toot mine right here. Many, many years ago, the Holy Ghost began to move on me, and the Spirit began to come on me. That was different from the Holy Ghost and from the gift of the Holy Ghost. And that was, God began to deal with me in the ministry. Oh, I prayed, I studied the Word of God, I saw God, but different places would ask me to come. Even I remember we were quite young, a little church, I don't even remember the name of it, back up on the mountain country, trying to get me and my wife just to move up there, they'd give us a place to live. If I just come up right past to the church, I said, I'm not even a preacher. And I wasn't a preacher. God was dealing with me. They knew it. The children of God recognized it.
Yes.
And the devil recognized it also. Yes. And what did he try to do? Destroy me from the word beginning.
Yes.
I came to this place. Brother Jasper Hill, Brother Al Harden. Brother Jasper Hill, at that time, by the way, I want you folks to know this. Being the paint rock. Oh, I was not here old enough to remember this. Absolutely true. Being the paint rock, sister. You might not even remember this far back, but Brenda does. Yeah. The almost a whole other church was one.
Yeah.
I was an Oliver boy with a load of a whole cotton truck load of people right here driving over to the bend of paint box when the church was actually being established there, and it was being established by that man whose picture hangs right up there. And sometimes, not every time, but sometimes, the back of that truck, people were really rejoicing on their way back home. Praise God! Let me tell they shout.
Yeah.
I wish a state trooper to stop them. You had to listen to some of what the testimonies he'd have heard. I'm telling you this, beloved, because this is the truth, and you better stand on it. So you can turn aside the vain jangling. Brother Jack for Hill was here that night. He considered this his church, but he went to church over there. Sister Reed went over there. They still consider this their church, but we can't consider this one church. They met me when I drove up. They said, we want to talk to you. We walked off down in the woods. We didn't even have a private place here. They wanted me to come be assistant to the pastor. Brother Jasper said, John, what I want to say to you is, I want to ask you, don't say I want you to until we talk with you about it. I honored those men, and I stood there with my mouth shut. They told me, you're qualified.
Yeah.
You think I felt qualified? Lord, I walked out there, I felt like a little old kid. Finally, I said, well, the only way I will do it is that you put it before the church. And it was a lot of people here that day. Mm-hmm. Brother Buddy, was you here that day?
What?
Brother Bobby here? You put it before the church, and I stand before the church, and I see how many of them vote for me to do it. I stood there and watched, and I did not see a single child of God that didn't hold up their hand, and some of them held up both hands. Brother Jasper was standing back over here. He says, now, I didn't hold up my hand because I didn't want people to think I was trying to show any influence on what they were doing. But since you know how I felt. Now, beloved, since that time, and if I'm telling you the truth, I want you to take hold of it. If I'm not, I want you to reject it right here and now. Since that time, I have told people God calls ministers. God anoints ministers. But the church calls their pastor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a foolish person tries to take over the place that the church rejects rather than anoints? I'm a hard brother.
Yeah.
The church calls their pastor. I worked behind Brother Al Pardon. I watched him close. And if anybody had any criticizing against him to me, I stood by his side. But I watched him close and I tried hard to be able to somewhere find him a little mistake in the way to handle the scripture. Nearest I ever come to it was after he got real old and he made a little comment about David. Well, not David, but Solomon. And he was thinking Solomon was dark-skinned because of a song that Solomon had written that said, don't hate you because I'm black. But I'm black because the sun's been upon me. And by the way, all the years I followed him, that's the first thing I ever had to, you missed it that time. And he sat there and he dropped his head and he thought. He said, why can you say that? I said, the Bible say that David, Solomon's father, was fair and ruddy, the word ruddy. And does it say that his mother, Bathsheba, was very fair? And there it is, it hacked him so bad that he had just made that little slip. I laughed at him about it because he had done me that way a lot of times. Boy, when I messed up, he had laughed at me till I remember never to do that again. I said, you show me a red-headed, fair-skinned man and a very fair woman, and they end up with a black child. It's a quirk of nature. All those years, if he was still with us 56 years ago, I watched him, I followed him, I studied behind him, and one time I could find a little Bible like that. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
Him whom God has sent will speak the word of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. God gives us the Spirit. He died. Was there out then? It was almost like a light had gone out before me. All of a sudden, he's not there anymore. Didn't worry about that. How did you worry about the wrong doctrine coming along? Because I knew what he stood on. I knew how he could hold it for. After a while, I waited a while, and I had a knowledge that God had given me that I didn't have on my own, and that was Smith the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. And I realized if this church don't get a pastor, the sheep will be scattered. And I told the brothers, I don't mean to be many of you here, but it's enough to remember exactly what I'm telling you. I said, it is time for us to give us a new pastor. The ones I said, I told that Brother Bobby, they said, we just assume you do it. I said, that's not the way it happens. You don't just assume a pastor.
No.
The church calls their pastor. I said, well, we want you to do it. I said, do it like the Bible said to do it. And I walked out that door, right there, outside. And y'all discuss it without anybody here so people can talk freely about it. When they called me back in, they said, we have chosen you. Beloved, without the help of those people that chose me, I would have made a miserable failure. What am I? I am just one member. Now, beloved, we follow God's order. Did we do it or did we not? We did it, so God has put his approval upon this. We have seen God's blessings in mighty ways. Now, where am I at on holiness? I'm going to just run through holiness a little bit. I think I've covered enough about ordained ministers. If God calls a man to preach the Word of God, he first, it better be knowing more about it. He don't need to go ask somebody. He had better be the one man in all the world that knows that God is God. And beloved, when the church gets a pastor, they had better be able to call their pastor and be behind him enough, because rest assured the devil's going to call you 3 or 4.
Yeah.
You see, guess what? You think I'm afraid of this? You think I'm afraid to stand on this? Guess what? People don't want to hear it unless they want to live for God. When they want to live for God, they want the truth.
Yeah.
Now I want to talk about holiness. God is holy. God's name is holy. God said, if my people who are called by my name, what is his name? His name is holy. Holy is his name. God's way is holy. Isaiah 35:8, there's a way down the highway, and it shall be called the way of holiness. The unclean shall not pass over wayfaring man, no fool shall not err therein, neither shall it be found there, but the redeemed of the Lord will walk there. Well, what if it's called Baptist? What if it's called Methodist? What if it's called Pentecostalism? What if it's called free holiness, Church of God? Don't read me. They got the free holiness in front of them. Oh, boy, the way back down there about the turn of the century, jumped ahead of them. And named it the Church of God. They just couldn't do it. They'd have done that. What if it's called anything else? You come up with anything, the Church of the Firstborn, the Church of this, the Church of that. Beloved, my people that are called by my name, what's wrong with his name? His name is holy, holy is his name. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. What does it take to make you holy? You are sanctified holy by the gift of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Yeah.
Somebody say, yeah, our two works of grace. You believe and then you're sanctified, and later you receive the Holy Ghost. Beloved, that is a doctrine not of God, but of the devil. Only. God's way is holy. God's people are holy. God's Spirit is holy. God's angels are holy. God's prophets are holy. God's place is holy. This altar is holy. Heaven itself is holy. God's city, New Jerusalem, is called by God's name. He said, I put my name there. And ever since he put his name there, it's called a holy city. God's hill is holy. God's oracles is holy. We are to be sanctified in holiness. God's Son Jesus, called the Holy Child Jesus, he is holy. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, see God. The Sabbath day was sanctified holy. God's mountain is holy. The Spirit of Christ is holy. Without the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his. Romans 8:9. The law of God is holy. Psalm 19:7, he said, it is perfect, converting the soul. The blood of the covenant, Hebrews 10:29, is holy. The ground where God appears to people is called holy ground. God told Moses, take the shoes off when you face the ground. You're standing on his holy ground. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord, see God. What does the Holy Ghost do for you when he comes into your life? Well, he is a speaker. He said, when you're called up before kings and rulers and all that, don't even premeditate. Don't try to figure out what you're going to do, because the Holy Ghost will speak for you. He said it won't be you to speak, but the Holy Ghost that speaks in you.
Yeah,
so the Holy Ghost is a speaker. He said, anytime you're called up to testify, he said the Holy Ghost will teach you words that they can't condemn. So he's a teacher. He said he'll comfort you. Brother Eddie lost his brother a while back. Closest person to him in the world. If it weren't for the Holy Ghost to comfort him, if he didn't have something, what would he do? But the Holy Ghost comforts him. And he is a comforter. Jesus said, I won't leave you comfortless. I will come unto you.
Amen.
He is a warner. He warned us before we go headlong off into something. And beloved, I tell you what, that might be some here that wish they could shoot me right now. I don't care. Because God, the Holy Ghost, is using this old frail body, using this old raspy voice to warn you about these things that's out there that destroy your soul. It's not just yours, but your family.
Yes.
And so many more. Holy Ghost is a filler. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost. He fills you up. As I said, is a baptism. John the Baptist said about Jesus that he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. That which is fit to be saved and be filled are baptized with the Holy Ghost. As we are told in the Word of God, it is by that one baptism, the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that you are baptized into one body, the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. No other way into it. Even the word join the church doesn't appear in the Bible. You don't join it, you're baptized into it by the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost baptizes you into that church, he sanctifies you and you become holy.
Amen.
I've got two things more I want to cover here. It's a gift. It's a gift. He's a gift. Those people received the gift of the Holy Ghost. There are other spiritual gifts, the gift of faith, the gift of prophecy, the gift of this or that, but for a sinner, there is one gift you need. The Holy Ghost is a covering. Oh boy. He says, you cover yourself, but not with my spirit. What do you reckon they cover themselves with if they're not covering themselves with the Holy Ghost? A little piece of paper with that where they wrote your name down when you joined the church. So that little piece of paper burned right along with that whole rotten denomination. What denomination? Their church creed covers them. Their church creed is just written and it'll burn. They cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, but the Holy Ghost is a covering. And it won't burn, but it will lift you up above the very fires of hell. The Holy Ghost is a witness. The Holy Ghost witnessed in every city where the early preachers went. As I said already, I guess, he's a sanctifier. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? If not, why not? Has the thought made you to slip by? Has the thought made it's just this holiness is wrong somehow? And all you've got to do is like the false teachers to say, I accept Christ and go out and commit sin more or less every day. And you've forgotten what the Word of God said, whosoever commits sin is up to the devil. And you've forgotten that you can't cry to your cousin, magistrate, or the hammer, and you've got a few short words, you know that there's no way in the world that people in hell would say, and there's no way in the world that a child of God would say that time and come to the way. Have you forgotten that you're a child of sin and you'll be waiting for eternal damnation to return and hell fire from hell to hold? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten God? Are you ashamed of holiness? I'll tell you the only reason I'd be ashamed of holiness. I'm so little and I'm so unworthy, it makes me ashamed when I think about the mighty holiness and the wonderful purity of God's beautiful way. And that's the reason when I talk to these people and they say, make a little light of holiness. You know what? I tell them anybody with one eye and half sense, if they've got any fear of God at all about them, they know that God requires us to live a holy life, and He requires us to strive to live a little better today than we did yesterday, and a little better tomorrow than we did today. Holiness. Two baptisms. His fan is in His hand. I hope He begins to fan this place today. He's already got the fan. Everybody in this house is going to be separated. It's not my word, this is God's word. He said that He will purge and purge here the floor. Nothing left. Separated. That which is fit to be saved will be gathered into His garment. That is the place where God's children will be saved. That which is not fit to be saved will be. They will receive that other baptism. Baptism of fire. They will be cast into fire and burn. Beloved, I have talked to you the Word of God.
Amen.
Why have I not rejoiced in it? Mr. Martin, why should I rejoice when I have people that I would give my very life here to see become children of God and know they're going down the path? And then, listen, I want to describe this path in a natural way, and this is a spiritual path, but I want to describe it to you in a natural way. You're young, and this path goes on a downward slope. It's long. If you're following your natural mind, you're going down. But the thing you don't realize, this path is steeper all the time. This is 5 miles. I'm not giving you the Word of God about this. It is getting steeper all the time. It is getting more slippery all the time. Now the Word of God does say after a while, without any warning or anything, it teaches that suddenly your feet will slip. And you can't stop it. You've already gone over the edge. Today, it is by the fear of God that you turn your life from evil. It is by the fear of God that you crucify that flesh in mind and begin to cast away from you the evil thoughts and try to bring the captivity according to the Word of God every thought under the obedience of Christ. Now, you say, I can't do that because of my mind. Wonder, of course it does, because you've got a mind full of sinners. this is the covenant that I will make for them after those days, saith God. I will put my laws into their hearts and in their mind. Through that will I write them, and their sin and their iniquity will I remember no more. And where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. I have taught the way of holiness to you.
Yes,
Lord. Ashamed of being called holiness. If you're not living holiness, you ought to be. But if you are living holiness, you ought to be proud.
Amen.
And brethren, from this day forth, let's try just to this day to live a little closer to God than we have in the past. And tomorrow, let's try to live a little closer than we did today. And remember, one day, somebody is going to stand up here besides Melvin Brown. And the devil is going to rush him. They're going to honor it. They're going to do everything they can to influence it. To be one of them. And when they can, well, you just like Melvin Brown, ain't no hope for you. Those places that when I was younger I went to, they rejoiced in that that I stood on.
Yeah.
I went to one, I'd never been there before, but the pastor happened to have been over there in the city in a hospital, and I had gone there and prayed for the sick in the hospital, and the power of God was moving. That was a young man there that was rich. With his parents, and he had seen that. And he asked his parents if they would get me to pray for him. I prayed for him. And then it was a pastor of the Alexander City Church was there. And he said, "Will you come to church? My church, we got service tonight." So there's three little guys over there with their guitars hanging around the neck. And they were dressed all right. The only thing was, I had on a suit of clothes. There was a Baptist preacher there, and he had on a suit of clothes. And they looked at us sideways, and I knew exactly what he was thinking. So I had to go. They decided to teach me. Didn't even know enough about the Word of God to make one quotation right. But they were teachers. That is the kind of teachers that's out there in the world. And I can go from now till midnight tonight with their false doctrine that is destroying souls, and he's calling a thousand people to go in among them wholesale, claiming to receive the Holy Ghost and receiving the same spirit that they've got.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Whatever it is, holiness is God's standard of living for His people. So we ought to pray for me. When you pray, my race is behind me. Whatever time I've got left here, you think I'm worried about impressing somebody or being popular? You think I'm worried about somebody inviting me to come and go to church with them? I got more places to go to than my strength will allow. But one thing I want you to know, it is holiness. The baptism of the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, freedom from sin and condemnation, or baptism in hell fire. I said before you this day, the Word of God said, life and good. So a holiness life is a good life.
Yeah.
Death and evil. That was sinful life, Brother Bobby. You don't think, y'all. Everything that the devil told me I'd enjoy doing, I went out and tried it. And, well, most of the time it made me a little bit more afraid when I saw a police car. I'm going to ask me this time. Beloved, God has sent you the Word, God has sent you something, and I don't know of another holiness preacher in this land that's got the courage to tell you. But I told you. And do you believe that I will stand toe-to-toe, eyeball-to-eyeball, against Satan himself when he tries to change me? Because I have nothing here to entice me to go back from the very plain and simple holy word of God. And if you want to have that confidence, when your days come to an end, you can move to that. If you have been, brother, and I need to quit, but I'm going to tell you, if there is a spirit a hold of you,
help him, Lord.
I don't want to get too deep in these filthy spirits that's controlling people. But let's just say you got a spirit of an alcoholic.
Get out and you get more of a drink of whiskey so bad you can literally feel that it juices, digest the juices in your mouth. You feel it. You just want it so bad. You thank God gives you that, and you thank the master you're serving gives you that. If you got a temper, I can talk about these things, but let it up in there. If you got a temper, something that'll happen, you little spy man, all you see is red, and first thing you know, you try to kill somebody. Or you jumped in your car and run off, you left your wife, you left your children, you left your husband, or you just had to do something. Then let it in, you get another man, glory to God, that that spirit is within you, it is not of God.
Amen.
Is there a spirit about you that you can't behave yourself this way? I'm not saying, but you see another fellow trucking along there with his pants cut off up above his knees, and you don't look like a man that's trying to live a decent and a moral and a whole in his life walking out in public that way.
And then, do you not know how to behave yourself among other people? All of that. I'm just touching the surface. I'm going to hush here momentarily, but all that. You can't pray over that.
Yeah, God's not going to
let you pray over that. You repent of that.
Yeah.
Well, I just can't hear it.
It's your right hand. It's your right arm, you think? If you got money so much you steal for it. Yeah. I people in our neighborhood that love dope so much, they'll go out and crawl under a car and cut the back part off of a car and run it down to the scrapyard and sell it just for enough to get another fix. You can't quit it. God got it. Well, God didn't take it right hand at all.
Yeah.
If that's offended, you cut it off.
You start cutting off with an old hands off. Oh, you get it cut off, you're done or taking it up a whole bunch of stuff. God knows what you can do. And you do too. You know why? Because I told you under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are going to leave here today without excuse. Brother, I know I've taken up a lot of time, but it is holiness or the fire. Salvation, good. And life, joy, unspeakable. Full of glory are weeping and mourning and burning and eternal hell. tonight, today. I hope we'll have service again tonight. But today, if I were you, now, some people say, why do you, I do this or that? I'm telling you what I did do 56 years ago. So I'm going to tell you, when I leave here, if I was you and I was still lost after the service, I wouldn't be having a good dinner. I wouldn't be getting together with somebody carrying on a bunch of foolishness. You know what I did? It's when I left the house of God, brother and I went to the deep off down there next to a little ratty looking creek in the woods, just as far away as I could get, and I knelt down at the root of a big old tree, and I began to cry out to God. I said, God, I'm down here. Nobody can hear me but just you. And I'm here, Lord, because I need help from you. And I stayed down there. And that evening, I remember it so well. I went back to the house of God where they were worshiping. And I fell in the altar. And I lifted up my hands again because I was still lost. And in a little while, I kind of lost a track of how long I prayed. I lost track of what I was saying. But the first thing you know, I was a newborn creature in God.
Yeah, Lord.
So I know what you do. And I can say that's how I did. By the way, down there in those woods, after I prayed a while, here come the devil, says, somebody might hear you praying now. Well, wouldn't that be awesome if somebody heard you praying off down the woods right in a second? But I stopped praying. And I looked around and I could hear people praying all over them woods. It looked like everybody could find a tree to get behind was praying. And you know why? They were trying to get to God, and they got to God. Many of them. Many of them went right back off into everlasting darkness. But many of them made it to God. And I want to tell you, listen, I'm taking up a lot of time, but I want to tell you something there.
Yep.
It didn't stop there, Brother Doc. It went across the Mississippi River. Yep. Over there in cotton fields. An old running shacks that was built for the Mexicans to go and pick cotton and things like that. And people began to receive the Holy Ghost over there. This thing will spread like the wildfire. Do you want to be a child of God today? It's all prepared for you.